I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dr. Sadie Allison, by the way, how was your hotel sex?
It was fantastic. Because we also had an adjoining room by accident that was empty. So it's fantastic. That means nobody was by you. Nobody can hear you. You can't hear them.
I was just worried that the speaker, my iPad, would be loud enough that somebody in the hallway would hear it. I was like, maybe I'll put the earbuds in. But then I'm afraid, like, then I had a weird panic thing. I'm like, what if I'm here, like, in like, one of the maid comes, mm-hmm. and she just opens the door like she wants to clean up the room or something, and I have my earphones in, and she just walks in, and I'm just in the middle of the whole situation.
Just elbows.
You imagine deep. Just you got your head going at it. And you know, you wouldn't even know if you were making a weird noise.
No.
Because you got headphones in, right? It's like when you go somewhere, you're like, how are you? You don't have to yell at me. You just have headphones on. Yeah.
And unless you put, and it doesn't even guarantee, unless you put the bar over the door, they've got the key. They're coming in.
Yeah, that's.
They're going to see you.
This is what it's like for me. That's the Catholic. I'm a grown man just trying to rub one out in a hotel room looking at Pornhub on vacation. And I'm afraid to, by the way, if you really want to know the answer, it's one ear, bud.
That's the got smartest one, thing
got one
you
open
can
ear.
One in. One in.
Got one ear.
Genius.
Alert.
Genius.
Ready. Ready to cover up. And scream, no!
Our next guest is a sex expert and pleasure coach who holds a doctorate in human sexuality. She has sold millions of books with titles such as Sex Position Secrets and Tickle His Pickle, as well as being the driving force behind the website, TickleKitty.com. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Dr. Sadie Allison.
Hey, Doc, what are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Just waiting to talk to you.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
I'm well. I just got back off vacation.
Ooh, where'd you go?
I was in Curacao, and you were on vacation, I think, because I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, I went skiing.
That's
that
right.
Was so fun. Do you ski?
No.
No,
no. No, no. I would go skiing. I have gone skiing. Last time I went skiing, true story, doctor. And I feel like I can share with you because you're a doctor.
Okay.
We were taking LSD, and there used to be a place here. There's, I guess there still is in Kansas City. They used to let you ski midnight till 6 in the morning. And so years ago, we would drop acid and then go ski on the side of a mountain, a fake mountain, like it's a man-made mountain.
Uh-huh. So, while you were just flying, and literally.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever taken LSD, but it makes skiing a whole new experience.
I'm sure. I bet that was a lot of fun.
It actually was pretty great. And when you fall down, it's not too terrible, but I normally try to find a warm weather destination.
Gotcha. I'm the same way. My family wanted to ski, so I went along with it. But
listen, you dump them. That's what you do. You send dad with them, and then you go do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll be out on the beach with a pina colada in my hand.
Well, you're getting ready to go traveling, and I assume you're not going to bring the kids.
No. This is the upcoming Valentine's Day tour that I do every year and speak to you guys. And I'm so excited because this year I have the opportunity to come see you in person.
I know. I'm excited too. It's really nice when I got that message from you on Instagram about possibly coming by. And I was like, that is fantastic. I'm excited about it. I think it'll be great for Valentine's Day. The 6th, you're going to come in a little bit before, and we'll talk about everything. Toys, people who have questions, people that want to know answers. Look, this automatic vagina pump, didn't even realize it was a thing.
That's an amazing product. It's new on the market, the automatic vagina pump. And, you know, there's pumps for men that you're aware of, and there's suction and things, but this is one of the first ones for women, and the product actually encompasses and rests upon her entire vulvar area. And it has a vibration function and a release button so that you can actually pump and create blood flow and extra sensation to her.
Right. And so, because I've seen it, I looked it up immediately on, it's important, It's a whole thing. Like it covers everything. Some of them look like you're doing CPR on a vagina. It looks like an oxygen mask.
That's a good way to describe it. But it feels amazing.
Does it?
The thing with vasodilation and blood flow is that the more blood flow to the genitals, the more sensation it creates for your sensitive nerve endings. So once you pump her up and she's got extra blood flow, it's like easy, quick foreplay. And now everything you do to her is going to be heightened sensation-wise because you've got extra sensation on the nerve endings from the blood flow.
I was kind of surprised. What was amazing is how I like everything gets pretty swollen. I was looking at the picture of it. I mean, there's definitely a change in size.
Yeah, it works. Just like it's like if you gave someone a hickey or anything, you bring the blood flow, something happens, so hickey can create the bruise. So for this pump, it actually fills up and engorges the area because it's erectile tissue in the skin, just like on a man's manhood. Mm-hmm. You know, it expands with blood flow. So we have the exact same erectile tissue in our vulva area, as well as the pleasure button, which expands and grows during excitement. So when you use this automatic pump, it really just gets her there quickly. And now you go and have your fun and everything is kind of primed, if you will.
That's fantastic, man. I go in, I'm going to need a belt. I'm going to need like a whole tool belt of like a vagina pump, a butt plug, a vibrator, a G-spot. I got a pump lube. I'm going to walk into like one of the goddamn village people.
You're like the multi-orgasmic man, sounds like.
Look, I'm just trying to take the pressure off me.
I'm sure you do very well. I've always been impressed, by the way, Johnny, at how knowledgeable you are with human sexuality. You know, I talk to a lot of different people, and you're always so good at conversating about it, saying smart things, adding some fun to it, because sex is supposed to be fun, right?
Of course.
I really enjoy talking to you about it. Yeah, you're awesome.
Well, no, because I grew up Catholic. So the first part, you're just all guilty about it. And then somewhere along the line, you realize, what a ridiculous idea. This is the easiest part. It's built into us. It's the thing we think about when we wake up in the morning. It's the thing that, it's the whole reason you end up with somebody. Like when I see it, I have friends who are, were in sexless marriages. Crazy to me, indentured servitude. I'm like, why are you going home, handing over money, working around the house, taking care of everything, but you guys are in no way physically in love. Like it's not happening. She's not happy with it. I'm like, you gotta leave. You have to leave. It's time to go, man.
Yeah, or they gotta work on it. It is one of those tough things because we're not meant to be monogamous. There's only like two animals that are even men. I think one's a dolphin. But it's definitely something you have to work at. And sexless marriages are not good. And it's like, that's not what either person signed up for. And it goes both ways.
Well,
I know women that have men that don't want to do it either.
I try to explain to people, here's what you need to do. In early on in your relationship, if it's a match, physically a match, then that's great. Because bills and illness and life and kids and jobs and the world is going to come crashing in on you. That's the one thing. If you can do that and it's free, it always works. And it's a great way it's the one thing that'll get you through the hard times. And if that's not there, then, it's okay. But just go find somebody who matches. If you're a guy or a girl who doesn't care for sex, make sure you're with somebody who doesn't care for sex.
Right. And you do need to work on it. As you were saying, life changes, things evolve, and sometimes it's not so easy or your body's different. So you do have to make it a conscious effort and put it at the top of the priority list, because when that goes away, that's a huge foundational pillar of the relationship.
Yeah.
And once you're not intimate anymore, you're not as nice to each other, you're not more, prone to wanting to work on issues. So it's really important to keep the intimacy together.
There's no doubt. That's one of the reasons I've never been a fan of marriage, Doc, is, and I'm a fan of monogamy. Like anybody who knows me knows I don't run around on the girls I see. That's a joke. But on my girlfriend. And because you can't take somebody for granted, in a marriage, I think you just end up, the whole idea that God said, okay, you have to stay together now forever. No matter what, you can never leave each other, which means, I'm not doing any more sit-ups. And she's like, I ain't going to put my mouth on it either. And suddenly everything goes to hell. And you're like, man, if you live in a relationship where you can either leave both of you, you tend to be on pretty good behavior.
Yeah, it's definitely a commitment. And it's tough. It takes work. And you have to put the work in. Just like you do anything else, whether it's your job or raising your kids and the other things that are important to you, you have to make an effort to communicate and do things for the relationship and keep dating. That's the other thing that's so hard to do when you're with someone for so long, is to have those date nights. But it's really important. Put them on the schedule.
Oh, buddy, that date night thing, I laugh only because, and you're right, same guy. I watch him go through date night and go home, and I'm like, so, how was date night? I feel completely effeminate saying that to him. And he literally goes, no, I didn't get laid. And I'm like, oh, what is this date night business? You mean you just bought her dinner? Like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So, yeah.
You got to do something a little bit special on date night.
Yes. How do you?
Get a sex toy for the bedroom.
How many sex toys do you keep at home? Like, what is your go-to?
You know, my go-to is the Womanizer. And now it's the Womanizer Premium. I think we've talked about this before.
Sure.
It's a new revolutionary technology. It's the air suction for her. So it simulates fellatio for her.
It's so good. Jake's wife, Nikki's got one. T's wife's got one. My girlfriend has one. And it's honestly, like, it's fast. It's so fast. And it's kind of a thing I think women would dig more by themselves, because it's not an overly physical thing. And once you find that sweet spot, like, you just don't touch, you just leave it be.
Right, right. It's easy to use, and it's non-invasive. So you use it topically, which a lot of women prefer, actually. And this new version is 100% silicone and waterproof now. So one of the places where a lot of women do find a few moments to themselves when it comes to self-pleasure is when they're in the shower or the bathtub. Because when else do we ever have time alone? Because you've got your kids, your man, So when we're in the bathroom and we're taking a few extra minutes just pampering ourselves, that's probably what we're doing, because that's the only time. So it's a great toy to bring, like, right into the bathtub or into the shower. And like you said, it's quick. And I tell you, that 60-second orgasm thing is true. I can attest to that. It's pretty amazing. It's because it's right on your sensitive pleasure spot with 8,000 nerve endings.
Been doing it all my life.
I call it the Kickstarter toy.
Listen, I'm a fan of the opening band. I'm a huge fan. That's right, the Kickstarter. I talked to my friend George about this. I go, there's no, in Curacao, I go, is there a dildo store here? I go, is there any, like, a sex shop here? All these years I've been going to the island, I've never seen it. And he goes, I don't think there is. And I'm like, that's where you make your money. These guys have no outlet. And he goes, well, and he's so used to not having one around. We had a discussion. I go, I know you can get the job done, because he went into that. You know, like, well, I can get it done. I go, well, of course you can.
Yeah.
But never, if you're the headliner, why are you threatened by the opening act? Just get the audience ready.
I love your analogies. That's so true. You know, I always tell guys, you know, and they ask me all the time, how do I get my wife to make love to me more? How do I get her to do this with me? And I always say, well, what are you doing for her? Let's start there. What are you doing that's going to make her want to reciprocate and be proactive and give back to you? And then they think, well, I just, you know, I skip foreplay. So it's like, if you do what the woman needs, whether it's get the Womanizer Premium or do the foreplay things that she likes, I guarantee you'll get it back tenfold. Be a generous lover and just focus on her. Because women are natural givers.
Fact.
You know, like, if you just put out a little bit, you're going to get way more back in return.
But there's always that weird, though. There's that. People are odd. Like, I know guys who are really threatened by vibrators and dildos. I know girls who are threatened by men masturbating. And I'm like, I'm talking to this poor sales kid downstairs years ago. He's getting ready to be married. He's like 22. And he's talking about getting caught looking at porn by his girlfriend at the time, fiance now. And she yelled at him and was furious he would masturbate. And I go, you need to stop now. I go, you need to hear me. And, you know, you can't tell a guy who's getting his first adult vagina session. Like, he's so in love with her vagina that he can't see the rest of her. And I'm like, this is not going to go well, man. Like, she took away your jerk-off privileges. That's a pretty bad idea.
Yeah, I always say, you know, join them. Sexuality is such a wonderful part of our lives. It's one of the great pleasures we have, you know, sex, music, rock and roll, and food, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So it's like, you know, it's our natural birthright. We all know it feels good when it's touched. Like, make it something that you do together, and, you know, mutual self-pleasure, where all you do for a while is just touch each other and take turns so you can just lay back and relax. I mean, there's so much fun that you can have with this if you just open up and let your guards down and let go of all the baggage, you know, that you may have learned growing up from religion, like you mentioned, or your parents or society, and just, like, embrace yourself. It's your body. It's self-pleasure. It's love. It's sex. It's all good.
You know what? Let's make sex dirty again. Let's face it.
I think you might do that already.
I'm a firm believer in, listen, I believe in healthy sexuality and all the wonderful things that we talk about in seriousness. But at the end of the day, when you're all, the lights go out and everything's getting on, everybody wants to have dirty sex. Everybody. Love making is nice. Light a candle. Now let's do something filthy.
Yep.
Yep. Did I lose you there, Doc?
Yeah, my tongue. Yeah. I was like, should I say that? I have to watch what I say sometimes. but I agree. You know, like, there's always that wild side to people. And, you know, you might talk to a woman who's been married for a long time, and she says, oh, I'm just not into that anymore. But then you say, well, what if you were single and Brad Pitt was at your front door?
Right.
Might be a different story, right?
Yeah.
So it's really about getting in the right frame of mind, embracing your sexuality, and letting go of the baggage and the hang-ups.
That's it. That's exactly right. Listen, if you're just joining the show, Dr. Sadie Allison, and again, if you say you're not comfortable talking about sex, and a lot of people aren't comfortable, just the way you were raised, you just have a different view of it. She's got books you can talk about, everything from fellatio to anal, like across the board. At first, when you started giving men mouth hugs, you didn't know how to do it well.
Oh, yeah. Why does it always come back up?
T is a swinger. T and his wife are in the lifestyle, and they've been doing it for 20 years?
15. Yeah. We've been married 22 years.
I would have told you it would destroy their relationship. He's the only one on the show who has. I've never been married, but everybody else, he's never been divorced.
Oh, yeah, only the only person that stayed married to the first wife that's been married on the show.
It's true, and she's a goer.
And they're in the swinger lifestyle.
Yeah, brought us closer. I mean, because we're having fun together, you know. I mean, and like you said earlier, about the whole monogamous thing. They're not made to be. Mammals aren't made to be monogamous and that kind of stuff. So it's like, it's like she's there and she knows it's happening. It's better than running around behind her back and she not know it's happening, vice versa. So it brings us closer.
That's the worst explanation I've ever heard.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm curious. Was this something that you guys were into from the get-go, or did you evolve into this lifestyle after being monogamous?
Evolve, because he forced
her.
I didn't force anybody, okay? I was showing her, I get her to watch porn, got her watching, just girl-only porn, got her turned on to girls and that kind of stuff, and I wanted, to see her with another girl, and it went from there, going for then the threesome type thing, just kind of evolved.
That's pretty cool. I know other couples that went that route too, and they just kind of grew into it, and one person introduced the other, and you go slow, and there's definitely a lot of protocol. It's not something you just want to jump into. There's things you want to learn about taking baby steps, and communication is key. So because there's a lot of boundaries that have to be set, right? And every couple is different. There are no rules. It's really about whatever you are comfortable with your partner, and anything can go as long as you two agree on it.
Yeah, you have your own rules because you talk.
But it can go the other way. I got a buddy who tried it with just a girlfriend. And she was like, yeah, I'm into it. The whole thing in the middle, it all starts to go down. Mm. And she loses her S and it's a full bore fight. Starts to slap the other chick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep. Things can get downhill, too.
Yeah.
It's a very slippery slope. But you can do it very successfully if you do it right. It's just one of those things, so you have to be very cautious and go very slowly.
I would recommend. Every guy wants to see his girl with another chick, but not every girl's going to be cool with it. Here's where I would stop. I would absolutely be like, you have a girlfriend, you want to bring her home? Yes. But then it's not going to be quid pro quo. Like, there's no chance, and it's just because I'm immature or whatever, I'm going to be there and watch somebody bang my girlfriend. It's just not going to happen because, it's just I'm not at that place.
No.
Would he let you bring a girl, but would he let you bring a guy?
He might. He might.
Damn it. They're always better than me. God damn it.
He's open to take my lead on things, and I appreciate that. But I also know that that's a very slippery slope, because I know, like, you can play with another person, and you know, do manual things and oral things and watch each other and that. But once you go to that next level where there's actually lovemaking or intercourse, it's a whole different thing for both parties. Like for a man to see, like what you're talking about, and while a woman might think it's just sex, it's more intimate than that because there's chemicals in our brains that are released once we go to that place with a man. That's why a lot of women fall so fast after they get together with someone, because you think you're in love now because we've got this chemistry going on. It's not fair. For men, it doesn't happen. But for women, once you get to that connection zone, it does something to us mentally.
Well, and at some point in your life, you do figure out, because guys are so dumb. We are just, when you're younger, like, she loves my D. That's it. No, she doesn't, you dummy. Like, it's like trying to explain to somebody the things you got to learn as you go through life. In porn, if you're a girl, whatever you see in porn is probably what we're going to be cool with as guys. If you're a guy, whatever you see in porn, don't ever do that to a girl. She doesn't want you to hit her in the vagina with your penis.
That's good advice, and more young men need to hear that, because in today's world with technology and, you know, smartphones in our hands, all the kids are seeing porn at way younger ages and way too much, and they do think that that's how you have sex. And then they go into these relationships. First of all, they don't build the interpersonal skills like we used to, because everyone's behind their phones or their computers talking. So when you're face-to-face with a woman looking in her eyes, it's a whole different story. And then you go to make love, and you're doing what you see in porn, and then women are left thinking, oh, is that all sex is? I guess I don't like sex. You know, like that's happening in our young generation right now. So if I can give a piece of advice to your listeners out there, is porn has its place, and it's definitely a wonderful thing in certain situations, but please don't let it be your teacher on how you're going to be in the bedroom.
Well, especially if you're a guy, because no girl wants to look at an all those guys have angry faces. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, you're awfully mad. Like, for doing that.
I know. It's pleasurable, though, right?
Right, that's
right,
it.
Right.
Dude, that's why girls like girl-on-girl porn. Even if you're not a lesbian, girls like girl-on-girl porn. And I finally figured it out. Well, it's like my friend Tina, who's a lesbian. And we used to run around together when we were younger. And I go, hey, we had sex. She's like, I go, you have dildos. I go, that's penis-shaped. And this is when we were younger. She goes, you don't get it. It's not the penis that was the problem. It was you. Like, it was men. And I'm like, oh. I see.
The girl on, that's actually a good idea for guys to watch some lesbian porn.
Yeah.
To see the sensuality that a woman might like.
You know what? That's what I've been doing all these years. Just studying the woman. Just studying the girls.
Yeah. So, Johnny, when you're in the bedroom, how much foreplay do you actually engage in before you get to the deed?
You know what? In all honesty, I let her set that pace most of the time. Sometimes she's like, no, let's get right to it. Other times I just wait until she's at that place. Listen, I know what most guys want to admit to themselves. You're probably okay at sex, but you better get the job done. And that means being very comfortable with going down on a girl and all that entails. And you want to make sure you get that job done before you decide to become the rock star that you think you are.
Always getting her to have the first O is great, because not only does it get her warmed up, but it actually gets her body there where she needs to feel comfortable moving forward with the next step. See, a lot of guys don't understand that. Like, we don't just like foreplay because it feels good. Women need 15 to 20 minutes just to catch up to where you guys are with our bodies being aroused.
And that's it. You got to know the simple. The simple is, if she moans and says that feels good, that doesn't mean start grinding down harder and go faster. It means do what you're doing, goober.
Yes, exactly. Exactly that. You are so right.
And trust me, I've ruined a lot of relationships, Doc, so I know.
Yeah, that's good. You know, experience it. You know, there's nothing like it. And the other thing is lubrication is so important. And I have project I'm working on, really excited about. I'm starting a new business. It's called Go Love Wellness, and it's a line of CBD-infused products. And you've probably heard a lot about CBD. It's a great medicine. It's an anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety. It's really, really helpful, and it works. So I'm creating the first water-based version of a sex lubricant that's infused with CBD, and it really helps with enhancing your pleasure, increasing blood flow, and also because it's an anti-inflammatory, women that have discomfort during intercourse, which there's 1 in 5 women have discomfort. It's very sad. I didn't even know that until I got into this. it really helps with that. So a lot of men don't realize that their women are uncomfortable doing it. And that might be part of the issue on why they don't have it as much or do it as long. Excuse me. So this Go Love Wellness kind of lube can really help enhance the whole sexual experience for her. And now you have an open door to have more fun.
What can't we do? What can't we do at this point in our lives? CBD, the whole CBD thing, I love it. It's funny because I'm not a weed guy. I drink, which I wish it was weed. That would be much better for me. But but I will say this. I can smoke a little weed and have sex, and it's better. But I don't like walking around talking to people when I'm high. Like, it doesn't work for me. I feel dumb and thick, and it's not good for me.
Right. Yep.
But
definitely people like to enjoy it before sex. That's the perfect time because it does kind of relax you, lets down your inhibitions. Everything is heightened sensitivity-wise. Yeah, it's wonderful for that.
Yeah.
It's like instead of a glass of wine, you can enjoy, you know, other things.
It's if you just joined the show again, Dr. Sadie Allison, who'll be in the studio the 6th before Valentine's Day. Today we're talking about this automatic vagina pump and the womanizer, which are both great. And I was surprised when I brought up the pump, women lined up. And I go, well, do we have one to give away today, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. You want a vagina pump? You got it.
I'm talking
to the right girl.
By the way, what is your arsenal at home? How many do you have? Do you have a special closet? Do you have a wing built onto your home?
We have a small dresser that has 3 drawers full of toys and lubes, all organized because my man is an engineer. So he has it organized by product type, by type of lubricant, pleasure toy. It's funny. And he actually installs locks on the sides of the cabinet so that the drawers don't open unless we have the key because we have kids around.
Yeah, you don't want to put that on them.
I can send you a picture. It's pretty cool.
You should.
Want to see a picture?
Listen, don't ever let your kids see that. And I only, not because sex is bad, but because, listen, man, none of us want to think about that. Did I tell you the story about my nephews? I have 2 nephews. They're 22 and or 21 and 19, and they're great guys. They show up at this land I have. We're having a bonfire during the summer. And I can see one of them's poking the other one. And he goes, hey, William, he goes, did you tell Uncle John about Nana's dildo we found? And I go, oh, you better be talking about your side. He's like, oh, they were waiting to destroy my head with this information. You've never seen such glee. My mom, they're older, had apparently sent him to get something out of her room. He went to the wrong drawer and just finds like a full bore 12-inch black dildo. As he's laying this information on me, then the other one goes, tell him how veiny it was.
Oh my god. One of those kind.
Yeah. Well, nice to know mom's not a racist. That's nice.
And then people have stories where the dog, you have guests over and the dog comes running out of the room with a big dildo in its mouth.
Right.
Like, oops.
Listen.
Put that back.
I had to stop taking stuff home at the beginning of this relationship because there was so much stuff in our office here. I was taking it home and one day I walked in my own bedroom and I went, it smells like dildo in here, like plastic, like the latex, the rubber or whatever, the silicone. You know what with new dildo smell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my whole room. I had to take a couple out and put them away because I was like, oh, this is not a good. This is not good.
The new dildo smell too. That's always fun.
Yeah. And for guys and girls, it's so different. It is, Doc. Like when you talk about like a dildo, like. Girls, like you said, like the womanizer is probably perfect because it's not super invasive, it's not real graphic. But as guys, it's that level of graphic sexuality that we love so much. I mean, that's the difference between men and women. If I walk in and my girlfriend is masturbating, I hit the lottery. If she walks in and sees it, I'm like, I'm sorry you had to see that. It's not a good look. It's just not a good look. We look like monkeys.
The sensuality of a woman and her body and the curves and the smell and just the essence.
Yes.
Definitely, yeah, that's something to just breathe in, you know, mentally, emotionally, and visually. And, yeah, it's a whole different animalistic thing with men. Like, even just the fact that your anatomy's on the outside versus ours, you don't see as much. It all stems inward, you know, the G-spot and the clitoral legs and all that. So it's definitely man and woman, very, very different creatures and a whole different kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true, man. Understand this. Trim yourself up. Do your best. But understand this. Balls are ugly.
Some women, you never know.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone. Some women really enjoy that kind of, giving that kind of pleasure to those little guys.
Yeah, Jesus, God, it looks like your penis has a goiter.
Oh, no. good morning talk. Wakes everyone up, gets us going for the day. I always tell people that ask me, like, how to find time to make love. You know, a lot of people have the misconception that you're supposed to have some grand, big, long, beautiful experience every time. But that's unrealistic, especially as you get older. And you know, so quickies are great, and people don't need to feel guilty about them. I mean, make sure you take care of the woman. But otherwise, quickies in the morning before you hop in the shower, or, you know, that kind of thing is awesome. And and just like working out in the morning, I always say it puts pep in your step.
Yeah,
you know, morning sex just sets you up right for the whole day. You have a grin on your face.
No doubt about it. Listen, Doc, I could do this all day because I'm a huge fan. Dr. Sadie Allison, don't forget, guys, go to TickleKitty.com, TickleKitty.com. That's where all of these items we're talking about. You can get hold of Dr. Sadie. There's everything, women, men, couples, the services, everything you've got is available on this. So the ebook downloads, if you've got questions that you're not comfortable asking somebody, you know, maybe you're just, you know, just now getting into sex, whatever, you're getting married, you don't have a lot of knowledge. It's definitely an easy jump to make with your website.
Thank you. And by the way, I'm going to be sending out release date information on the new Go Love Loop that I'm making. So if you go to golovewellness.com, can sign up, and I'll be contacting you in a little bit.
All right, well, listen, we'll see you in about a month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much. And I've never been to out your way, so I'm really looking forward to coming out there and seeing you guys and checking your city out.
You'll love it. Kansas City is great. You'll have a great time here.
Fantastic.
I love it. Take care, man. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.